Hello out there, and welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. We have a great show today that focuses on the Association of the United States Army, AUSA. General Robert B. Brown and SMA Daniel A. Daly join us to talk about all the things AUSA is doing to support our soldiers and families, and their big event coming up October 9th. You won't want to miss this one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there, warriors past and present, and your families, and thank you for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, and USAA for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and I'm going to say it every week, we love them too. As I said earlier, we have a great show focused on the Association of the United States Army, AUSA. And I'm so excited to introduce from AUSA, General Retired Robert B. Brown, President and CEO, and the 15th, the 15th Sergeant Major of the Army and Vice President of NCO and Soldier Programs, SMA Retired, and my good friend, both of them are my good friends, Daniel A. Daly. Hey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jack. It's great to be here. Thanks for all you're doing for our soldiers, families, veterans. I tell you, it's impressive. And I'm the young guy, Dan's the older guy here, as you can see, obviously.
Well, yeah. I'm seeing a picture. I mean, he looks a lot older than you, so I don't want to say anything about it. But you look like 22 or 23. I mean, I got it.
Yeah, you're lying, too.
Jack, we just started.
Well, give me
Jack.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, thanks for doing this. Thanks for being a voice for our veterans out there. And thanks for keeping the conversation live, because we know how important our veterans are to this nation and how a sacred sacrifice and service is to this great nation. So thanks for keeping that word out there.
Well, I tell people all the time, I'm going to do just like you guys, me, myself, and Ted, and all the guys in the studio here. We're going to do all we can to help our veteran community and their families to the day we die. There's no question. We're in 150% every day. Hey, we got a lot to talk about today, but before we do that, we're probably going to get into a lot of different things. But before we do that, I'd like each one of you to tell the audience just a little bit about yourself. And sir, we'll start with you. Tell the audience about whatever you want to tell them. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jack. I'm thrilled. Everybody comes in the Army through different ways, different means. There's some folks from the time they were little, they knew they wanted to be in the Army. Honestly, I was a basketball player in the state of Michigan. I was pretty decent. A guy named Irvin Magic Johnson was a little bit better. He was getting all the publicity. But I was headed to University of Michigan on a basketball scholarship. And then a guy named Coach Krzyzewski, came by my house recruiting me and asked me to visit this place called West Point. I didn't even know what it was. But when I visited, I fell in love with the idea of selfless service. And I didn't plan on staying in the Army. I was going to get out, probably coach. But boy, what an amazing team. So I feel very, very blessed to have had 38 years infantry. I was light, striker, mech, and just loved every unit. Yeah, there were some tough days, but I'll tell you what, it was the greatest thing in the world, the greatest team in the world, and the people is the reason I stayed. And so I just feel very, very blessed, very proud. I probably, having a common name, Robert Brown, is probably somebody else out there should have been promoted to general like I was, but the government hasn't sorted it out yet, so I'll just, accept it. Someday they're going to tell me, hey, you should retire as a lieutenant, Brown. What the hell? Get out of here. But I'm thrilled to have served for 38 years.
Well, that probably, that Robert Brown may be in jail or something. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I always tell people when they come on the show, I said, they say I got 30 years, 28 years. And I said, well, I got 36 year quitter. I guess you can call me a quitter because I only stayed 36. Hey, Sergeant Major Daly, please tell the audience about yourself.
Yeah, my story is not that special, but it's mine. I was born and raised in a small town in northeastern Pennsylvania. And actually, for as long as I can remember, my father talked about how proud he was to serve in the United States Army. He did one tour in the 60s, worked hard, and, and raised four of us boys. So as soon as I could, I enlisted in the Army in 11th grade because there was pretty much no other options where I was from. There's about three options, Jack. That was coal mine, moonshine, or move on down the line. So, so that's what I did. And just like John Brown, I really didn't have a 30-year plan to stay in the Army. I just joined the Army to serve my country, make my dad proud, and start my life off. And I was inspired by great leadership. And that's exactly why I reenlisted. And I was blessed. I had a blessed career. Not the fact that I was given anything, but I was except one thing. And that was great leaders throughout my entire tenure as a soldier. Worked along some of the finest non-commissioned officers and officers this nation could produce. And I was blessed to have the opportunity to be the 15th Sergeant of the Army, which also gave me the opportunity to clean up all the mistakes from the previous SMA.
You're not talking about me. You're talking, well, never mind. you know, it's really funny when you talk about that. You know, I came at 17 too, and I got out of the service, you know, after my first enlistment, but the Army changed my life. You know, a lot of people hear people talking about, you know, the Army and all this other stuff, and I certainly don't want to talk about that, but I can tell you from my perspective, the Army made me who I am today. Now, whether or not some people may say that's not very good, I would tell you I'm blessed. I was blessed to serve for a measly 36 years, sir, but just 36. But I love the Army. I love everything they do, and I love what AUSA is doing to help our soldiers and families. Sir, please tell the audience what the Association of the United States Army is what and what they do specifically for our soldiers and families.
Oh, no, thanks. Well, first of all, we're both proud to be part of AUSA, that's for sure. The nearly 75 years has been the Army's premier association. So what does the association do? Basically, everything we do is for soldiers, their families, and veterans to help a strong Army, connect the Army with America, tell the story, get out there and tell the Army story, which we know we need. We need to make sure that the total Army is supported. We don't do it just for active duty. It's active duty, National Guard and Reserve, total Army. Gaining support from Congress, industry, the public for the Army, and then really connecting the Army with industry so we can get the best equipment to our soldiers and academia so we can get the best ideas and the top minds. So it's a whole lot going on there. We do it through 122 chapters that are located all across the country, everywhere the total Army is, active guard and reserve, and in Europe and the Pacific. And matter of fact, we just recently opened a chapter in Guam. You know, so we're out there where the Army is, and we're awful proud to be able to help the Army in every single way. And it's interesting. We really get an energy when you see when you can help such incredible leaders and such amazing teams. And that's what we're doing every day out there is the Army's Association. Yeah. Proud to be part of it.
Well, I think one of the problems that we have is we just don't tell people our story.
Yeah.
We don't get out and say, you know, because a very small percentage of people serve in the military, but they don't know anything about us. We think they do, even with your chapters, but the answer is sometimes we talk to ourselves. We got to figure out how to. That's really one of the reasons we started this show is because we want to get the middle America and let them at least try to educate them about what goes on in the military, not just the Army. We want to tell them about all the military and our families and stuff so they know more about us and they know more about the kind of sacrifices our military makes, you know, for our country.
Terrific point. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's why I'm so glad you're doing your show and all you're doing, Jack, and no doubt. And that's what we really look at as the voice for the Army, because, you know, it's just not in the DNA. You're kind of from the time you come in, you're taught, do a tough mission, make it happen, and move on to the next mission. Don't brag about the last mission. But the negative in that is if you don't talk about it, people don't know about it. They don't know what you're doing. Are you like, it's amazing what the Army has done just the past few years, but let alone that before we were a nation, we had an Army. 1775 American soldiers were out there, and that's the reason we have a nation and supporting, protecting, and defending the Constitution of the United States. So we got to tell that story. We get involved in a lot of areas, disaster response. Look at what the Army did during COVID to help so many. Then, of course, when called upon fighting our nation's wars, but so much, much more. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. We've got to tell that story. And unfortunately, fewer people are serving, so they don't hear the story. Dan, you probably want to add to that, I'm sure.
I'm going to ask you about why join AUSA, but I'm going to add to what you just said. I think I think because we're, and you brought up a great point, because of the fact we sort of say, hey, this is our mission, we get it done, don't say anything, just get it done. And I think when we retire, we think the same way. This was our mission, we left it behind us. And that's why if you look at suicide prevention, I mean, suicides and all the rest of the stuff, sometimes I think that, you know, plays a little part of that, because we're used to keeping everything to ourselves and not talking about it. That's why I'm proud to be associated with the United States Army, but I'm proud to be a member. But I think we need to do more about being open and talking about it, more communications about the stuff. Sergeant Major, I was going to ask you, this is a crazy question, I don't know the answer, but why join AUSA? I know why. Tell everybody else why.
Yeah, that's a great question. Jack, I'll tell you, the Army is a profession, as you know, and it's one of the proudest professions in the United States of America. And every profession has an association, a professional association that represents their people, right? And that's what the Association of United States Army is. It is, as the boss said, it's the voice of our Army. It represents on Capitol Hill. We stay connected with the leadership of the Army and assist them with issues and concerns. And we help fill the gaps of the needs of our soldiers and families through the beauty of our 122 chapters across seven regions around the globe. There's something here for you. But you know what the most important thing is? And this is something that General Brown is actually credited for, as he came here as the new president and CEO, is now membership is free.
Yeah.
So you can join your professional association for free. And all you have to do is go to AUSA.org and sign up today.
Is it free for a year, 2 years, 3 years, or permanently? Is it just free for a lifetime?
It is free. Now, there's a premium membership too, right? Yeah. That comes with some of its benefits, but it's not a catch. It's not a gimmick. You go to AUSA.org and you're a full-fledged member for free.
Well, it, you know, it really should be. Because most people, you know, when I was growing up in the military, you know, we had a lot of different organizations. But the one organization that did more for us than anything else, when you look back, just, you know, I know I'm an older guy. You're a younger guy from, we don't want to talk about that right now. But when I was in the military, we talked about pay, you know, our housing, veteran benefits and entitlement stuff. And those are the kind of things that the Association of the United States Army focuses on. And that's what's really a shame sometimes is you do so much and you have such a large voice that not many people know about that. You know what I mean? I mean, we're so big that we think they know about it, but it's just really a shame. So anything I can do or we can do to get the word out, I'm certainly going to do it. Sir, AUSA has long time been a voice. We talked about that a minute, a voice of the soldier and the family on Capitol. What are some of the legislative priorities AUSA is really focused on behalf of the Army right now?
Well, Jack, great question. We always focus on those that directly impact soldiers. You know, funding the military is one. The pay raise we're fighting for, we're out there funding right now to get the National Defense Authorization Act and funding for the military is a huge thing. So, but also medical care, child care, you know, all the issues when you look that directly impact soldiers. Spouse employment is a huge one. Because that's so tough when you're moving so much and a lot of advancements made there, but a lot more to go. So how do we do it? Okay, well, one thing is we went from 280,000 to a million plus members.
Oh, wow.
Over the last year, which is great.
And yeah.
Part of it is what Dan was talking about, basic membership for free, and then association partners that we work with. But so when you go, just last week, I was in the halls of Congress with a couple senators, but I tell you, they listen. When you say you got a million plus members, suddenly they're listening.
And it's all about numbers, yeah. I
mean, yeah. You know, no doubt. And then the other thing we do is we're part of what's called the Military Coalition, which is 35 like-minded military support, veteran support organizations. And when those 35 organizations come together and say, we support this legislation, again, our Congress listens. And oftentimes what they'll do, they'll get a hold of us and say, hey, we're thinking about, for example, the PACT Act that was just passed. Early on, they got a hold of us and say, hey, would you guys support this? Say, absolutely. This is a great thing for veterans and a great thing to make sure they're taken care of. So we'll support it. So once they hear the 35 strong military coalition will support it, that means a lot, and they'll move forward with the legislation, and it makes a huge difference. So we're in there fighting it out for the Army every day. We want a strong Army where, and of course, the Army is people, and those people, those soldiers, are taken care of And they can do their mission that's so important, but be taken care of by the American people.
I would imagine you're the big dog in that coalition, though, aren't you? I mean, you're the largest organization of all the other, just simply by our size.
Yeah, I don't want to brag.
Yeah, but go ahead.
We have the most members. Yeah. We are one of the oldest by far. Again, almost 75 years old. Started back in 1950. If we support something, they're usually going to get behind and support it. It's a smart thing. And we work closely, as I said, with other organizations, like, for example, National Guard Association, the Reserve Officers Association. They have, you know, great perspectives. It's a total Army effort. So we're really proud to work hard for the good of the total Army.
If I didn't learn anything else of being in the Army, you've got to get all those guys, all those players involved.
Yeah.
They've all got to have the same focus and direction that you're going on. Yeah. You'll never get anything. That's just like... And I also made a daily note that when you work on pay or housing or anything else, you know, the Army's a big dog, but if you don't get the other services involved in a process, you're not going to get it across if you're fighting for yourself. So that's important. One of the things I'm going to ask you, just a follow-on question here. One of the things that always bothers me, and we may have talked about this last time, but I'll bring it up again, is benefits and entitlements. We still have a problem about people out there just don't know what's there. And oh, by the way, they don't know when they take things away. And I hope AUSA one day will get on board. You may be doing something now about educating this country, or not the country, but our veterans and active duty service members about benefits and time. Because that's really anybody that you talk to tells me all the time that, you know, I don't know much. In fact, if I ask both of you, and I won't, how much you knew about your benefits and entitlements, I'm sure the answer would probably be very little. When you got out of the service. And that's just the way it is because you was focused on the Army. So maybe that's something you can think about.
That's a great point, and we work that hard. We try to educate folks on their benefits. It breaks your heart when you see GI bills not being used. Education is so important. You can get it for free, and it's not leveraged. VA loans not being a tremendous benefit, not being used, and people will waste money. And then disability benefits that they have. So we are constantly trying to educate folks on that and getting the word out. And it's throughout our, you know, we do Army Magazine every month. We, like you, do podcasts. We have a digital of the soldier today and numerous updates and publications. Again, getting that word out, and always in there, we try to include educating folks on their benefits and hoping they take advantage of it because they've earned it. Yeah. They've earned it.
One of the things that I'll never forget this, when General Sutton, when I interviewed for the job with him, I said, "Sir, I'm going to help you sell transformation in the Army." And that was our task, you know, transform, because we're always transforming the Army. And he said, "Sergeant Major, we can talk about transformation until we're blue in the face, and there's still people don't know anything about it. And we can talk about education, that stuff. There's 17 million veterans out there. Only 9 million of them use the VA. You know, what about the rest of them? Those are the ones we want to try to reach out to. Hey, Sergeant Major, one of the things that really near and dear to my heart is the NCO and Soldier of the Year program, but now they got a best squad competition. I know that you know a lot more about it than I do. Can you talk about that?"
Yeah, I think you're referring to, originally it was called the Jack Tilly, and still is today, the Best Warrior Competition, where it recognized the top NCO, Soldier of the Year.
Absolutely, yeah.
And since then, now the Army has added a different component to it. So they also recognize the best squad. So each year now, we still recognize the top NCO and Soldier of the Year. But this is the second year that we'll be running the Best Squad Competition in conjunction with the Best Warrior Competition. This year, it's being hosted by Fort Stewart, Georgia. And they're actually going to do a community day in Savannah, Georgia, on 30 September downtown. So right near I think it's in the park downtown. So there's already information out there. You can Google Best Warrior Competition, Best Squad Competition. But I'll tell you what, if you're in the Savannah area and you want to see America's best and brightest, I'm talking the best of the best of the best, go visit our young troopers down there competing to be the best squad and the top NCO and Soldier of the Year.
Well, I tell you that if the people are listening now, if you go to this competition, can anybody go? Can anybody go watch? I guess
on the community day on Saturday, September 30th. Yeah, everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome to come witness it.
I tell you what, if you go, you'd be impressed with the kind of leadership and the kind of service members and soldiers and families that are there. Because you know, we got it. You hear all sorts of stuff talking about, you know, the military, but I would tell you, we have the best Army in the world and they're doing a wonderful job. And, but you'll get to see the best of the best competing. So if you get a chance to go to Savannah, go, I certainly would love to go. So, hey, sir, I'd like to follow up on the initiative that
I know won that competition. You want to figure out who won that competition? You have to come to AUSA's annual meeting on October 9th, the very first day at an award luncheon. We will crown the top NCO, the top soldier, and the best squad.
There's no question. I'll be there. There's no question. I'm there every year.
In fact,
I was looking, I was thinking about the other day. I think I've been going to AUSA for 30 plus years now, at least. You know, I've only missed 1 year, and that's
because we send you free tickets, Jack.
Well, that's one reason. But it's AUSA. When you go to the, we got to talk about this in a minute, though. But when you go to AUSA, it's like seeing old friends, talking to people,
family reunion,
getting up. It's a family reunion. That's what I was trying to find the right word. It is a family reunion because it's. You know, let's be honest about that. You get older every day. There's no question. But you see people you hadn't seen in a long time, and it's really important. So again, the people that are listening, go to AUSA. We're going to talk about that in a few more minutes. But it's a great day. It's a great time. And it's great for you to hear about what our army is doing for this country, sir. I'd like to follow up on an issue that I know is dear to your heart, and that's AUSA leadership. After 2 years, how's that program going?
Oh, thanks for asking. Well, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, one of our key things is educate. We were founded on education and helping educate within the Army. And so establishing the Center for Leadership has been going terrific. We've touched 20,000 junior leaders, brigade and below level, just in the past year, 20,000. Seven active divisions, five National Guard divisions, additional reserve units, National Guard and active units, not affiliated with a division. And it's going terrific. And, you know, we're covering the basics that are so important. I mean, let's face it, leadership is what makes us the best Army in the world, and non-commissioned officer leadership in particular. Guys like you two, the amazing leaders. That's what separates us from any other Army. So getting out there with leadership experts, we've got leadership fellows who've been there, done that, retired sergeants majors, retired general officers, incredible leaders that get out there, and they tailor it to what that unit needs at that time, and each place is a little bit different, but basically boils down to the Army values and how do you build trust in an organization and leadership across the board. So very excited. It's going extremely well. It's through the chapters, 122 chapters. We don't try to do it the organization, the chapters that know and are linked with their units, active guard and reserve, and they tailor it again to what their needs are. So we're very proud of it. It's going strong. We also have really unique other programs within. One is particularly amazing. It's called Solarium Symposium. And we'll have it at the annual meeting. I had it last year, and it'll be 100 of the hand-selected top junior leaders from across the Army. And they'll look at problems that the chief of staff wants them to look at, give him the perspective from a junior leader level, junior NCOs. And we're really talking, E6 all the way up, E8, not so much E8s, junior, but, in that category. And then captains, warrant officers, even some DA civilians at the junior level. And they'll come up with really creative solutions. Last year, the chief of staff at the time, General Jim McConville, he was supposed to spend about an hour of an outbrief with this the symposium group. And it was so incredibly productive. He stayed there 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
We've got amazing ideas. Yeah. So we're very excited. We'll do that again at this year's annual meeting and throughout doing it throughout other locations within the Army. And it really does ensure that bottom-up feedback and that the best ideas come from the cutting edge, as we all know, and that they have a chance to bubble up in this Army and this organization and be effective.
Yeah. You know, Sergeant Major Daley probably hopefully agrees with me. You know, in that office of the Sergeant Major of the Army, you really are the bridge between, the field and the Pentagon and Congress. You know, you're the bridge. You're the guy that goes down, like the general was just talking, to the bowels of all the formations in the Army and really find out, what's going on. A lot of times, I think that's really the problem. What we think is reality here is not reality down on the bottom. So I'm ready to answer, say anything about that. I mean, that's the truth. Once somebody says, this is the way it is, it's not the way it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is critical for leaders to go down there and disconnect from the Pentagon, get out and with soldiers on the battlefield, talk to individual soldiers and listen to them. And get the ground truth. I mean, we put out orders at every echelon, and we think those are great. And we also believe they translate perfectly as they go down through the ranks.
No,
unfortunately, sometimes that doesn't happen, right? When you when you find out that the soldiers down there are pretty frustrated because something you set up here didn't make its way down there. And just to hear the soldiers' feedback, I could tell you, as Sergeant of the Army, many of the initiatives that I worked for the chief and the secretary were ideas of a soldier and brilliant ideas from brand new soldiers. These are incredibly talented, great Americans who, I'll tell you, if you want to fix a problem in the Army, you get a group of soldiers together, they'll figure it out for you. You don't need to be a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon. You just go down there and talk to the men and women that are doing it every day, and they'll tell you what needs to be done.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. I want to say one thing before we take a break is that we talked about leadership development and stuff. I've always wondered if we sort of could canvass the United States of America, how many non-commissioned officers or officers are in key leadership positions in towns and communities, and you know what I'm talking about, mayors, governors, I mean, whatever. I bet there's a whole heck of a lot of them for all services. So, hey, Sergeant Major, we gotta take a quick break. When we return, though, let's talk about some of the programs that AUSA has undertaken in support of our soldiers and families. We'll be right back. We're talking with General Retired Robert B. Brown, President and CEO, and the 15th, my good friend there, both of them are my good friend, Sergeant Major of the Army and Vice President of NCO and Soldier Programs, SMA Retired Daniel A. Daly from the Association of the United States Army. And you're watching Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th. I always like to emphasize that a little bit because I got Daly on the show here with me, Sergeant Major of the Army. Don't forget, if you're enjoying this discussion, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Also, click on the bell next to the subscribe button to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcasts. Sir, let's take a few minutes and talk about the top issues facing our active duty service members and their families, and of course our veteran community that you guys are working on right now.
Well, you know, there's no shortage of issues. Unfortunately, I wish I could tell you there's no issues. Everything's perfect.
But, no, that's not true.
Not the case. No doubt. I think proper medical care is one of the key that, you know, there's been sadly this consolidation of medical services into, you know, the Department of Defense and DHA and Defense Health Agency. And unfortunately, when they did that, they had some challenges with downsizing doctors and specialists too quickly. And so there's some shortages out there. When you get out in the field, and I brought this up over in Congress, we had a meeting of the Veterans Affairs Committee. And this is a key issue I brought up to ask for their help on, because you're out there and there's a lot of, you know, you don't choose where you're stationed. And there's shortages in specialties and impacts the soldier, it impacts the family. And so they really have to fix it. This is an issue we're helping with, one of the biggest ones, and one we hear a lot of, would you say, people asking for help, no doubt. Child care is another one, family issues. There's certainly a lot of, again, soldier-focused issues. We all know the soldier can't be fully fulfilled and happy unless that family's being taken care of. And child care is a big one. They need more child care centers. They need more of an effort. There's a lot of incentives going on, a lot of effort there. And we're really proud to help with that. As I mentioned earlier, spouse employment's a big one and a lot of initiatives. We have a family program office here, and they are doing a ton, led by the better half of the Daly family, I will say, Holly Daly.
I believe that. I know her. Yeah, no question about that.
We all married above our pay grade. We all know that, no doubt about it. And we're also tackling, when you look at it, and it's not a huge issue, but it's an issue out there, the food insecurity issue with the inflation and so forth. Thankfully, you know, it's any problem is a big problem, and it's not as big as it could be, thank goodness, but we're helping in that area. We partnered with Army Emergency Relief and with a food insecurity program, where if an individual comes up through the chain of command, he's got food insecurity issues, and they verify it through the chain of command, trying to help the individual, that if he takes USAA, not AUSA, but USAA developed courses that they donated to the Army on financial management, three courses and passes the test for those, we will help cover a good chunk of the loan that they get from AER. Put $2 million down to this to help soldiers with food insecurity. And we're really getting the word out so they know it. So we want to help more. And when they have these issues, again, just taking these courses, doesn't take them long, will help them learn things like, for example, they'll teach in the course, if you shop at the commissary, and the average E5 and below will eat out 12 times a month. If they just reduce that to 4 times and shop at the commissary, they can put 3 meals on the table every day, the whole for 30 days. To feed your family with the savings from that. So things like that, they're teaching them on financial management to help them, get past this problem, but then help them learn so it doesn't happen again and they can avoid it and learn as they go. So we're really proud to partner with AER on that. Again, $2 million put forward to that. And there's dozens more that we're constantly working. But I think the important thing is, AUSA.org. And if you're just staying on top of it and you have an issue you need help with, you just let us know. And we're out there. We'll these things will bubble up typically, and across the Army, there'll be an impact. But sometimes it's one voice can make all the difference in the world, as Dan mentioned earlier, just coming forward with a good idea of how to solve one of these tough problems. Well, we're there to help.
Yeah, you got to stick together. You got to help each other out. I tell everybody, I don't care if you're a private or a general, we're all part of a family. The only difference is I'm not going to give you any money or nothing like that, but we're all part of the family. but the other thing, though, which is just on the veteran community side of the house, and you talked about doctor shortages and stuff, some locations are asking veterans that were using their clinics at those hot, you can't use it anymore, going to the civilian sector. And that's sort of becoming a problem and stuff, and some of them can't afford it. The other thing that you brought up was just financial security. People are really struggling a little bit financially. That's a really not just a big problem for the service members, but really for our veteran community out there, because the economy, what used to cost you $5 now cost you $10. That's really tough out there. Sergeant Major Day, go ahead. Sergeant Major Day, you want to add anything?
I would tell you too that it's not just what we're doing here at the National Headquarters, too, but it's amazing what our 122 chapters do with their community partners across our installations. General Brown may have mentioned earlier, and he mentioned the fact that we've given $2 million to AAR. But, when we look at it annually, we give about $30 million back to service members, their families, and our veterans. Yeah. And a lot of that is done through our chapters all across the world and with the great help of our community partners out there. If you have a major Army installation, I promise you there's a chapter right outside your gate. And there is a great human being, many times who have never served, who just want to get involved and give back to the Army, give back to our great American soldiers. And these are some of the most passionate, caring people that you would ever meet. And it's amazing. And you know what they do it for? They do it for free. They don't make a dime, and they do it because they believe in the mission of the Association of the United States Army. Most importantly, they believe in our soldiers, Jack.
Well, one of the things I think we've always had a problem with from my time, and I know your time in the service too, is how do we get the word out a little bit better? And I know you're doing a lot of stuff with podcasts and do that, but I wish there was more ways that we could get the word out. Because if you talk to people about the Association of the United States Army, and I'm sure you've heard this too, but what do they do? Yeah. And I know there's a lot of people out there talking, but that's always a struggle. And I don't know. I know you guys have been working on it, and the Army's working on it for a long time. But that's really one of the struggles. We got to talk more. And we said it already. We got to talk more about what you're doing.
Yeah, Jack. And you're right. It's one of our biggest downfalls. The people that work for AUSA are all very humble people. And all of our chapters out there, they're the same type of very humble people that just want to stay behind the scenes and do good things. And sometimes, you got to get the word out about what we do so more people are aware. And then maybe more people want to help and join our cause to support our Army, get the word out, educate, inform, and connect America's people with America's Army.
Well, it goes back to what you said at the beginning, General Brown. Most of us are trained to keep everything, close to our chest.
Yeah.
And we're not going to spread the word, where it's going to be. But you got to sort of, I hate to say toot your own horn, but you got to tell people. If you don't toot your horn, nobody's going to know anything about it. Sir, are there any new initiatives that AUSA has undertaken to support, our soldiers? Anything new coming out?
Well, gosh, we always have something new. Family Readiness is always working. Center for Leadership has come up with new initiatives. NCO and Soldier Programs is always working through each one of our 122 chapters. We go out and do leader development for a small group of soldiers all the way to a large organizational group. Our chapters, again, out there are doing things every single day of the week in support of our soldiers. And if you want to find out what we're doing, it's very easy. All you have to do is get on that interweb there, Google us at AUSA.org. And if you want to get in contact with us, or you need help or support, or you want to get in contact with your local chapter, all you have to do is simple. You just scroll down to that first page, the landing page. On the very bottom, you're going to find a member support at AUSA.org. It's already hyperlinked. You just click on that. You send our member support team. They're in there Monday through Friday from 8 in the morning till 5 o'clock at night, ready to answer your email, answer your question, and most importantly, get you connected with local chapter.
You must be looking at that. That was the next question I was going to. How do I get a hold of AUSA? How do I become a member of AUSA? So I know you're out there working hard on that right now.
That's right.
Well, you know what's fascinating also is that these, as Dan mentioned, you know, when you look at the thousands of volunteers, it's right around 40% are civilians who never served. And I believe they're serving now. Yeah. By helping them, but about 40%, 60% are retired or served, and you know, for a few years, maybe they didn't serve long enough to retire. But about 60% were in the Army, but 40% weren't. And that surprises a lot of people. A lot of people think we're only retirees or only those who serve. Anyone can join, and anyone that wants to help the Army. And it's unbelievable when you look at the amazing chapter leaders and volunteers that do so much at the local level, right there for our Army. And as you mentioned, you know, there's new initiatives every single day. Great ideas. All of them supporting soldiers, all focused to supporting soldiers, their families, and our great veterans.
Yeah. You know, so for the people that listen, AUSA, they're saying initiatives and all this stuff, but they're the voice. They're the people that go on the Hill and they talk about the things that we need change for our military. And they're the people that, you know, they're going to roll their sleeves up. They're going to get it done. They're going to work hard as they can to make things happen for our veteran community and for our active duty community, so our soldiers and service members there. So it's something that we all need to support. Again, what bothers me all the time is 17 million veterans out there. And we don't get on. We got to pull together as a family and do something about it, because you said it already, Sergeant Major, sir, we got to pull together one team. It's all about numbers. It's all about numbers. Sir, Sergeant Major, unfortunately, we're going to take another quick break. Hold that thought, Sergeant Major Daly. Let the general explain to you what I meant right there. Hold that thought, and we'll be right back. We got a lot more to talk about, so don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with General Retired Robert B. Brown, President and CEO, and the 15th, I always love saying that, Sergeant Major of the Army, and Vice President of NCO and Soldier Programs, SMA Retired Daniel A. Daly at AUSA. And I want all of our viewers to reach out to her directly. Tell us about your transition. Tell us what topics you like as a cover. I always, you know, I'm telling you, it's not my show. This is our show. Just what we're talking about right now on the show. We're all part of a family. Tell us what you need, and we'll talk about it. We'll get it on the show. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually reach back out to you. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Sir, Sergeant Major, we're heading into our final segment. You'll probably say, yay! No, we're heading into our final segment. I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I have. Let's start with you, Sergeant Major. AUSA has a podcast called The Army Matters, and I know you're the host of that and doing a tremendous job. What is the focus of Army Matter podcast, and how do people tune in?
Yeah, I'll tell you simply, Jack, it amplifies the voice of every one of our soldiers, family members, and veterans out there, and gets the word out to help support our mission, educate, inform, connect. We have a broad range of guests that come on there. All of them in some way, shape, or form connected with either the United States Army or military service, or who believe in what we do here at AUSA, and that is supporting our soldiers and families. It's a top quality podcast, much better than the one we're on right now. And, I would tell you, we do the same thing on our podcast. We love this podcast, and there is absolutely enough sunshine for all of us to get a tan. Like you said, we got to get the word out. And the more we're talking about what our great American Army does, the more the American public will know, and hopefully they'll tell the next generation all the good stories that they hear on this podcast and ours, Jack.
Well, you just
said, I got to jump in, Jack, right in there. And Dan is the co-host with Pension Retired Les Smith. They do a fantastic job. I really pushed them to up their game, make it one of those podcasts you can't turn off, you know, when you're listening and you just can't stop, and you really motivate them. And it's good. It's really good. Army Matters podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, just type in Army Matters. There's numerous ways to get there. Go to our website.
The best way would be go to our website.
Go to our website, AUSA.org, but also you can go to all the different podcast sites, type in Army Matters. It'll bring it up. It's really good. And it's informative and like yours, entertaining and, you know, you can't help the quality guests you get, but what the hell?
Well, every once in a while, we'll go down a little bit. No, we got someone coming on later. Don't go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, the thing about that is you just said it, you know, there's enough room for everybody, but we need more people like us that's talking right here today to get the word out, to talk about the issues, to get people, to help people. There's a lot of people out there that are struggling, that are veterans and in this country, and we want to do all we can to help them, just like you are. And so we need to sort of pull together and do all we can to help them out. And again, I know I'm going to do it, and you're going to do it, and there's a lot of other people out there that are reaching out and trying to do all they can. That's for sure. So would you tell the audience about the AUSA annual meeting? That is held each October. Wait a minute now. Sorry, I got a little spill here. Each October, and it's been, now you've been doing this for 30 years, all right? And yes. I'd like you to tell what to expect this year to meet him. But, there's always a but in there. They threw this in. But, I just want to say thank you for, you know, letting us be a part of AUSA, you know, Your Next Mission Veterans Hiring Event. We've been doing for the last 11 years through your you know, through your support. We appreciate it. And oh, by the way, I don't know if Ted wants me to use this number, but I use it anyway. We try to figure out exactly how many people we've put to work in the time we've been doing these hiring events. Yeah. We think it's somewhere around 6,000.
Yeah, you know, That's terrific. We're glad you do it.
Well, it's not a big number, but we're going to do, with your help, we're going to continue to do everything we can to you know, to help our veteran community and their families. Now, sir, you can answer the question.
Well, I appreciate that you're doing the hiring event at the annual meeting. 9 to 11 October, it'll be the best annual meeting ever, I guarantee it, ever, no question about it. The theme is Be All You Can Be.
Hoo-ah.
And we're going to really build on that, a lot of focus on people. It's the largest land power symposium
in North America,
and one of the top in the world, only a couple Eurosatory and France is a little bit bigger, but it's sort of not the same level. What we're really excited about is our educational portion. Of course, there's 700 plus tremendous defense companies there that will have the latest and greatest for our soldiers. That dialogue will be very important and terrific. And then also education-wise, we'll have panels on everything from lessons learned from Ukraine to what's happening in the Pacific, personnel policy issues, modernization, readiness, you name it, across the board. Very educational. And a thing called Warriors Corner, which has a whole range of topics that everybody can just walk to on the floor. Usually get several hundred people every time there's a topic going on throughout the day. So we're very excited. It'll be the best ever, a great. And as you mentioned, Jack, you know, it's like a reunion, and there's nothing like networking in person. And you're there, and you can get so much done. I used to, you know, it would have taken me years to get the ideas and go see the individuals that I did an annual meeting when I was serving as opposed to being at the annual meeting in person. Nothing better. Dan, any other additions?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it is a unique opportunity with everything General Brown just said. But I mean, you can literally ask questions of the secretary, the chief of staff, and the SR major of the Army in the forums that we have. And you can hear the secretary's annual speech in the opening ceremonies. You can witness the talent of the great old guard in Pershing Zone. And you can go to each one of the contemporary military forums and learn about the Army's challenges, which in many cases are global challenges, and very, very highly intelligent people who are working to help the Army solve their challenges. And of course, you know, we couldn't do it all without the support of our defense partners who are going to show you the most state-of-the-art equipment. It is one of the most fascinating things to walk around. If you get an opportunity to go there, it should be on everybody's bucket list.
Well, I tell you, the other thing is you can be a voice. If you go to AUSA, you know, you're in these panels and you're talking, and you have some pretty powerful guest speakers that are coming there. You know, not just, you just said the chief of staff, the vice chief of staff, Sergeant Major of the Army. I know General Shinseki's going to be there, receive the Marshall Award winner, or he is the Marshall Award winner. And who's some of the other senior officers, or maybe non-commissioned officers? I mean, a lot of the senior officers from the United States Army and senior non-commissioned officers are there, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, you'll see we have 40,000 people.
40,000, wow.
Attending, 40,000, and really, when you look at it, the way the world has changed, it's just interesting. You know, the ideas years ago used to come from government and then go into business. Now we see a complete change. The ideas are coming from business, defense companies, and these ideas, incredibly innovative ideas, and then the government, you know, will get them from them, a reversal, if you will. So it's really important to partner well with defense industry so our soldiers can get the best equipment, the latest in what they need. And that's what you're going to see there. And so it's just full of ideas and promise. And we're really excited. Be all you can be. Accelerate. You know, don't just settle for standing in the same place, but accelerate as you're moving forward and being all you can be. And 9 to 11 October, the annual meeting, you wouldn't want to miss it.
And I'll tell you what, Jack.
Go ahead.
If just for your listeners out there, if they're in the Washington, D.C. area, go to the Walter E. Convention Center from 9-11 October, and you mention our next mission, and we'll let you in for free.
It's your next mission. And first of all, it's always good talking to friends and people that care about, you know, not just the Army, but all military services in our country and the families. And so I just want to say I always say from this old soldier, and I guess I probably ought to keep saying that because I am getting older, but I appreciate what you guys are doing. I mean, you're making a difference each day, even if it's a small amount of, you know, a small jump or a big jump, but you're making a difference and you're not sitting there doing nothing. And so for the people that are listening, don't think that these two aren't working every single day to make our life better, either a veteran or active duty service member, better each and every day. And I just want to say I appreciate all you guys are doing to just keep up the good work. And I'll let you know now, I don't know how much you want our help, but we always got your back. We'll do anything we can to help you. So I just appreciate it. Any final thoughts, anything that you want to share with the audience, sir? We'll start with you. I know Sergeant Major Daly wanted to jump in there real quick, but sir, go ahead. We'll start with you.
Yeah, no. Well, first of all, again, thank you, Jack, for all you're doing. Association of the United States Army, we are here for the soldiers, for the families, for the veterans. So join the team. It's who doesn't want a stronger Army in today's crazy world?
Absolutely.
We need as strong an Army as we can have, and we're here to support, and that's what we're all about for just short of 75 years. We're really proud to be part of that team and proud of those who are serving. And if you want to join again, you don't have to have served. You know, just get on AUSA.org. You'll see many opportunities, your local chapter, et cetera, and join us as we help support the greatest Army in the world.
Oh, thanks a lot, sir. Sergeant Major, any closing
comments? Yes, sir. I would, sir, I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time here with you and Jack. I have an ask, actually, for your listeners, many of whom I'm sure are veterans or closely affiliated with or know one, is go out there and tell your story. We need the next generation to hear the stories about service and sacrifice to our great nation, and we need to tell the next generation how important service and sacrifice to the great nation is. You know, service in this country is voluntary, and we need to keep it that way. But if we're not telling the next generation how important it is and how special it is and how sacred it is, they're never going to know. You know, I want them all to join the Army, but all the services out there are equally as important and just as good. And we have the best and the brightest young men, and there's incredible opportunity. If guys like Jack Tilley and Dan Daly become the Sergeant Major of the Army someday,
there's a flaw in the system. Anybody can do
it. So tell your story to veterans, and let's get the next generation excited about service to this great nation.
There's nothing like service to a cause greater than self. Nothing more rewarding, no doubt about that.
I agree. You both said it so good this time, but one of the things we really have a problem with is really telling our story, letting people understand the kind of things we do for this country, because, you know, we said it two or three times during the show, is we keep everything to our chest, and that's, in some cases, that's good, but when you get out, you got to start talking about it. You got to start telling people, and again, for the people that are listening, AUSA is our association. It's not there. It's ours. It's 17 million people ought to be joining AUSA. So, again, thanks a lot for being on the show, and God bless you for what you do.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Thanks again to General Brown and Sergeant Major Daly for being with us today. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you're watching Your Next Mission video podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please visit our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. We just had a great show. We ought to get a good review out of this one. Or you can also visit our nonprofit or corporate partners there who will show you how many jobs and services that are available that will assist you in your transition from the military. Please know we want to assist you any way we can. Please follow me on all my personal social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you enjoyed this discussion with General Brown, Sergeant Major Daly, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Also, don't forget, click on the bell next to the subscribe button to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcasts. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to General Brown and Sergeant Major Daly for joining us today. It was just absolutely great having them on the show. And they said it all. Yeah, there's 17 million, I said that, I guess, but 17 million veterans out there. And we all ought to be a part of an association that is our voice, that cares about us, that wants to make a difference in your life and in my life. And we can't sit back anymore. We got to be part of a family that pulls together and makes a difference. And the General and the Sergeant Major both said it. It's all about numbers. We got to stick together and make a difference. And if you're thinking about joining the Army, join, because that's another thing. It'll change your life and make you a better person. No question in my mind about that. Again, thanks for watching. And thanks to New Mind Studios. Of course, our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.